بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم.
An explanation of Kitab al-Tawheed.
آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون.
Presented by Abu Hasnain Murtaza Khan.
قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين.
Produced and distributed by Knowledge, Books and Audio.
As for what is ash-shirk, is the first discussion today. Ta'rifuhu wa anwa'uhu. Shirk is definition and the various forms of shirk. Ash-shirk huwa ja'al shirk shariq lillahi ta'ala fi rububiyyatihi wa ilahiyyatihi. Shirk is to associate or place a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Associate something with Him. Fi rububiyyatihi, in His lordship, wa ilahiyyatihi, or something in regards to His worship towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is anna shirk yahbatu jami' al-a'mal. That shirk will cancel out all of your actions. Whereas a sin will not cancel or nullify your actions. But when you commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of your actions are null and void.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Innal hamda lillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الحدي حدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we discussed last week the beginning of the book, or before that the etiquettes of the student or the one searching for knowledge. And then we mentioned the reason for studying this noble science, the science of at-tawheed, especially when many of the masses of mankind, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. Most of them don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except for they commit shirk with Him. They are mushrikun. As for what is a shirk, is the first discussion today. تَعْرِفُهُ وَأَنْوَاعُهُ. Shirk is definition and the various forms of shirk. الشرك هو جعل شريك لله تعالى في ربوبيته وإلهيته. Shirk is to associate or place a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Associate something with Him. في ربوبيته, in His lordship, وإلهيته, or something in regards to His worship towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for shirk, to associate a partner with Him in His lordship, فَإِنَّ هَذَا قَلِيلٌ, and this is indeed is minute. Not many people commit shirk with Him in His lordship. Meaning, as you read through the Quran, whenever the Quraysh are questioned about, or even the mushrikun are questioned about who created them, who created the sun, the moon, who sends down the rain, who will save us when we come to the ocean, سَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ, they will state it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what the ulama mean, that this is a qaleel. In His lordship, not many people commit shirk with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to ubudiyatuhu, worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or ilahiyatuhu, when it comes to worship to Him and to dedicate things to Him, فَإِنَّ هَذَا كَثِيرٌ. And this, the masses of people will commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will make a partner with him. وَالْغَالِبُ الْإِشْرَاكُ فِي الْأُلُوهِيَتِهِ فِي الْأُلُوهِيَةِ. And the mass amount of committing shirk with him falls into the aspect of tawheed, of worship. بِأَنْ يَدْعُمَ اللَّهِ غَيْرَهُ أَوْ يُصَرِّفْ لَهُ شَيْئًا مِنْ أَنْوَاءِ الْإِبَادَةِ كَالذَّبْهِ وَالنَّذَرِ وَالْخَوْفِ وَالرَّجَاءِ وَالْمَحَبَّةِ. To associate things, aspects of worship, كَالذَّبْ, to slaughter the sacrifice, وَالنَّذَرِ, to make a vow or a promise, وَالْخَوْفِ وَالرَّجَاءِ, fear and hope, وَالْمَحَبَّةِ. In any of these aspects, if you dedicate your love, you dedicate your fear, you dedicate your hope, you dedicate your sacrifice, you dedicate your vows to other than Allah, then you have committed shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we look at this, that the masses of people will commit in their love, they will dedicate it to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to the slaughtering, they'll dedicate it to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to their vows and their promises, they'll swear by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالشِّرْكْ أَعْظَمَ الذُّنُوبِ وَذَٰلِكَ لِأُمُورِ. Shirk is the most greatest of sins that an individual can commit. And there are many reasons and evidences to prove that shirk is the most dangerous or the most extreme form of sin that an individual can commit. The reasons why it's the greatest sin, the following are the reasons. The first reason, لِأَنَّهُ تَشْبِيهُ لِلْمَخْلُوقِ بِالْخَالِقِ فِي خَصَائِصِ الْإِلَهِيَةِ. The first thing is to resemble the creation with the Creator. That's the first reason why it's such a great extreme sin. You resemble the creation with the Khaliq. The makhluq, the creation, can never resemble Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when you find that the names of the faculties that we have been given, they're very limited. That the visual sight that we have, the perception of seeing and understanding, is all limited. The names may be the same, but as for its understanding, they are totally diverse. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the greatest example. And that's how we find, فَمَنْ أَشْرَكَ مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا فَقَدْ شَبَّهَ بِهِ. Whoever commits shirk with him has associated something to himself, has associated Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a likeness to his own self. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far beyond the comprehension of al-insan. And that's how we find in the Qur'an, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. In Surah Luqman, you find the 31st chapter of the Qur'an, verse number 13, that shirk is the most greatest oppression that an individual can commit. And that's why we find that what is ظُلْم? الظُلْم هُوَ وَضْعُ شَيْءٍ فِي غَيْرِ مَوْضِعِهِ. Oppression is to place anything, to place something in its incorrect location. You're supposed to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't, so you are committing oppression. You are oppressing your own self. And the opposite of that is al-hikmah. Al-hikmah wad'u shay fi makanihi, or fi mawdi'ihi. Al-hikmah, wisdom, is to place everything in its correct place. So when you're worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't worship Him, you are committing dhulm. You're committing oppression upon your own self. And likewise, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive every type of sin. This is the second reason why it's the most grievous sin, the most extreme sin. He subhanahu wa ta'ala stated that He will forgive every type of sin except for shirk. That you can commit every other form of atrocity that you commit, but if you die upon shirk, you will not be forgiven. The evidence of that from the Qur'an.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَمَن يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ افْتَرَى إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Allah subhanahu will never ever forgive that you associate partners with Him. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. And He forgives whomever He wants. If you commit any other type of sin, He will forgive them, that individual. This verse occurs twice inside Surah An-Nisa. In the fourth chapter of the Quran, verse number 48, and then again, verse number 116. Exactly the same words occur twice inside the same surah. The only difference is in the ending of this verse. Verse number 48 ends with, وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ افْتَرَى إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا. Whoever commits shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَقَدْ افْتَرَى إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا, has invented a grievous sin, a great extreme atrocity that individual has invented. As for verse 116, it ends with, وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. Whoever commits shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gone off in a clear manifest state of loss, has gone off the mark, the individual who commits shirk. And likewise, another verse which highlights that that individual will not be forgiven.
إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارُ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارُ.
Whoever commits shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it haram for that individual to ever go to paradise. وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارُ, and their final abode, their residence is none other than fire. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. And here the word ظَالِمِين بِمَعْنَى مُشْرِكِينَ, that these oppressive people. Going back to the verse, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ, that these people, they are ظَالِمُونَ, they are oppressors, they are none other than mushrikun. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ, and these oppressive mushrikeen people will have nobody to aid them. These are three evidences from the Qur'an highlighting that you commit shirk and you die upon shirk, you will never ever be forgiven. There is no excuse for that individual. That maybe you can say, if a person commits shurbul khamr, drinking of alcohol, committing zina, al-muharramat, al-fawahish, all types of haram things, you can make 101 excuses for that individual, that possibly that individual will be forgiven. But a person who dies upon clear-cut shirk, there is no excuse to be given to that individual, and that person has sealed their own coffin. A fourth verse that occurs inside the Quran, which does not highlight about the forgiveness, but highlights the extent of committing shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is inside Surah Al-Hajj, the 22nd chapter of the Quran, verse number 31. وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَكَأَنَّمَا خَرَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتَخْتَفُهُ الطَّيْرِ أَوْ تَحْوِي بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي مَكَانٍ سَحِيقٍ. Whoever commits shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَكَأَنَّمَا خَرَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, is as if he has been falling, is falling down from the heavens. فَتَخْتَفُهُ الطَّيْرُ, or as if a bird snatches him. أَوْ تَحْوِي بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي مَكَانٍ سَحِيقٍ, or the wind takes him away to a faraway place. And one plausible explanation of this verse is that shirk doesn't bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّوْ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ, whoever commits shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ, whoever commits shirk with him, is as if a bird is taking him far away. He's falling from the heavens, doesn't know where he's going, and a bird snatches him and takes him away, فِي مَكَانٍ سَحِيقٍ, in a faraway place. That those people who think that shirk will bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is an incorrect understanding. It will drift you further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are four verses which highlight the extent of shirk. Three of them highlight the evidence that the person who dies upon committing shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever be forgiven. The fourth aspect that we find about shirk being such a grievous sin is أن الشرك يحبط جميع الأعمال, that shirk will cancel out all of your actions. Whereas a sin will not cancel or nullify your actions. But when you commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of your actions are null and void. As for the evidence of this, وَلَوْ أَشْرَكُوا لَحَبِطَ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, if these people commit shirk with me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَحَبِطَ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, he will make null and void the actions that they commit. And this verse is inside Surah Al-An'am, the 6th chapter of the Quran, verse number 88. Likewise we find, وَقَالَ سُبْحَانُهُ وَتَعَالَى
وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَئِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
Verily we have revealed to you and those who came before you, بِمَعْنَى الْأَنْبِيَاء, the prophets that came before you, وَالرُّسُلُ, and the messenger of the prophets that came before you, لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, If you commit shirk with me, then I will make null and void all of your actions. وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ And you will be amongst those people who are the losers. Surah Zumar, verse number 65. And likewise, you find in the ahadith as well, that if a person was to commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person was committing many sins, and did not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive him. You meet him on the day of judgment, and you hold that fear within your heart, but you did not associate any partners with him, then you will be, possibly you will be forgiven, or most likely be forgiven, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he knows best, and he is ahkamul hakimin, and the fair and the just one to judge. Likewise, you find that the fifth reason why shirk is the most grievous sin, أن المشرك حلال الدم والمال. The mushrik, the polytheist, their blood and their property is halal. As we find inside the Quran, فَاقْتُلُوا الْمُشْرِكِينَ حَيْثُ وَجَدْتُمُوهُمْ وَخُضُوهُمْ وَحْصُرُوهُمْ وَقَعَدُوا لَهُمْ كُلَّ مَرْصَدْ Wherever you find the mushrikeen, حَيْثُ وَجَدْتُمُوهُمْ وَخُضُوهُمْ Take them wherever they are, and yani, they are fully liable. However, the ulama have highlighted that these ayat only refer to the hukam, refer to the rulers. People should not take this out of context. It is only for those people who are governing by the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the place of sultan and power that they have the right to go and enforce these laws upon the mushrikeen to take them. وَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أُقَاتِلَ النَّاسِ I've been commanded to fight mankind. حَتَّى يَقُولُ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Until they state that none has the right to be worshipped except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا قَالُوهَا عَسَمُوا مِنِّي دِمَاءَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ إِلَّا بِحَقِّهَا And if they say this shahada, they say this testification, then I have no right to take their wealth and their property. It has become sanctified and protected for these people. And sixth, we find, أَنَّ الشِّرْكْ أَكْبَرُ الْكَبَائِرِ That shirk is the most extreme type of sin, is the most biggest sin. Al-kabair, from the major sins. And the evidence of this, أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِأَكْبَرِ الْكَبَائِرِ Should I not inform you what is the most greatest sin that an individual can commit? قُلْنَا بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ And the companion stated, Indeed, tell us what is the most greatest sin that an individual can commit on this dunya. الْإِشْرَاكُ بِاللَّهِ To commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَعُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ And to cut off your ties from your parents. To cut off your ties from your parents. And this we find is a side point. And you read through the ayat inside the Quran. وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا Whenever you find the concept of tawheed, that worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا And then be good to your parents. A close link that straight after tawheed, that the first command that is given to the believer is to show kindness and goodness to their parents. And this hadith about al-ishraku billah, to commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to cut off one's relationship with one's parents, this hadith ma rawahu Imam Bukhari wa Muslim has been narrated by Imam Bukhari and Muslim. And likewise we find, Ibn Qayyim he mentions in al-jawab al-kafi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted, that anna al-qasd bil-khalq wal-amr, an yu'raf bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi, that the whole purpose of creation of insan, is that he should know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the study of his names and attributes. And he should be worshipped wahdahu, worshipped all on his own. وَأَنْ يَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ And mankind stands in equity and in justice. وَهُوَ الْعَدْلِ يعني الْقِسْطِ is adl, to be just. And that's why we find that the whole of the heavens and the earth have been created in a state of justice. Everything has been placed in just in a just location and a just affair. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلُنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَعَنْزَلْنَا مَعُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانِ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ We have sent down our messengers with بالبينات, with the clear proofs and the evidences. وَعَنْزَلْنَا مَعُمُ الْكِتَابَ And we have sent down with them the book, وَالْمِيزَانِ and the scale, لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ That mankind may live in a state of justice. What is justice here? The meaning of justice here, al-adl bima'na al-tawheed. To worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the justice that insan, the prophets have been sent with. to teach people the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنْ أَعْظَمَ الْقِسْطَ التَّوْحِيدِ. The most just affair is the affair of our tawheed, وَهُوَ رَأْسُ الْعَدْلِ. And that is the most pinnacle point of justice, to dedicate your worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seventh, we find that in the committing of shirk, when you commit shirk, you are removing something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you are saying something about Him which does not belong to Him. That is a seventh reason why it's been classified as the most grievous sin. That you are attributing to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala that doesn't belong to Him. And that's why you find, even you read through the Quran in great detail, that some of the greatest sins that have been mentioned, وَانْتَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. That you attribute to Allah that which you don't know, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is indeed a great sin. That when you find, you read through the ayat which talk about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram upon the individual. And then many times you conclude, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَانْتَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. That you attribute to Him that which does not belong to Him. Then we come to anwa'u shirk, the various types of shirk. There are two different types of shirk. An-naw' al-awwal, the first type of shirk, which some classify as shirk akbar, the greatest type of shirk. And here it should be understood that both types of shirk are dangerous. Because many of the ulama, they highlight that when we mention the shirk al-asghar, the minor type of shirk, it leads to the greater type of shirk. So both of them are very closely related together. As for what is the greatest type of shirk, this type of shirk will take you out of the millah, will take you out of the fold of Islam, will make you a kafir, will make you a disbeliever. Nobody has the right, these points that we mentioned, to call the common folk are not allowed to label anybody as a disbeliever. It is only for the people of Ahlul Ilm, people of knowledge and basira, to go and study a person and then to highlight the affair, whether this person is a disbeliever or not. And we find that many statements of this kind have been highlighted in the hadith, that never ever call your brother a kafir, a disbeliever, because indeed it will fall back upon one of you. So it's only those people who have the skills and the tools to highlight these people. This person who leaves the fold of Islam by committing these actions, this individual will be finnar, will be inside the fire. إِذَا مَاتَ وَلَمْ يَتُبْ مِنْهُ. If he dies or she dies and never repents from this action. And this type of shirk is to change your form of ibadah, not dedicating it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turning it towards somebody, to the creation. كَالدُّعَى غَيْرَ اللَّهِ. To pray to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالتَّقَرُّبْ بِالذَّبَاحِهِ. And to get closer to Him through sacrifice, through the slaughtering. وَالنُّذُورِ. And to make vows and oaths. لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ مِنَ الْقُبُورِ وَالْجِنِّ وَالشَّيَاطِينِ. To give the, offer the oaths and the sacrifices at the graves for the dead people, to the jinn, to the shayateen. This individual becomes a disbeliever. Anybody who does these actions has become a disbeliever. Remember this, we're highlighting this is in general, but to see if somebody does this action, you cannot state that this person is a disbeliever. وَالْخَوْفْ مِنَ الْمَوْتَى. To be scared of the dead people. أَوِ الْجِنْ أَوِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. To fear the jinn and to fear shayateen. And likewise you find that these people can harm him or bring some sickness upon that individual. That the dead, the shayateen and the jinn, that you believe that they can harm you and benefit you, then that is shirkul akbar. والرجاء غير الله فيما لا يقدر عليه إلا الله من قضاء الحاجات. And to have hope in other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which in that which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can decree for you, in that which is destined for you. For example, a person may have natural fear, what people call natural fear, of animals, wild beasts, of snakes, of scorpions, of fire, of even being claustrophobic in certain places. That type of fear is acceptable inside insan. But here we're talking about a type of fear that fear of the destiny that you dedicate it to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, you find that some people, the fear of the dead, that some of the people from tasawwuf, the people of Sufiya, that these people will swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even when they know that they are wrong. They will use the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even when they know they are wrong. But they will never ever swear by the name of Abdul Qadir al-Jilani. This is shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest form of shirk. That they'll use the name of Allah even when they know they're about to swear and they're lying. They'll use the name of Allah. But they'll never ever use the name of, for example, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. That means that they fear him more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here you're dedicating your fear to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise we find, وَتَفْرِيجُ الْقُرْبَاتِ To believe that these, the dead, the shayateen, and the ins will take you, alleviate from the problems that you are facing in your life. That these people will benefit you in any manner. We're not talking about a justified manner. But when these people go to their graves, and they place certain offerings upon the awliya wa salihin, upon the righteous and the good people, and believing that these people inside their grave will provide some success for them. وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ They worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ That which that cannot harm them, وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ And that which cannot benefit them. وَيَقُولُونَ And these people, the Quraysh, they state, هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ These are intercessors in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people inside the grave, these dead people, they do not harm anybody, and they do not benefit any individuals. But these are the people that we seek intercession through them. They're the ones that bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the most grievous form of shirk. The second type of shirk is shirk asghar. It's a minor type of shirk. And this does not take you out of the fold of al-Islam. This does not make you a disbeliever. وَلَكِنَّهُ يَنْقُصُ التَّوْحِيدِ But it makes your tawheed, your belief, it makes it deficient. وَهُوَ وَسِيلَ إِلَى الشِّرْكِ الْأَكْبَرِ And this is the path to the greater shirk. That if you can continue to follow this path, eventually you will end up committing the most grievous shirk. And this has been divided into two types. الْقِسْمُ الْأَوَّلِ The first type of shirk al-asghar, the minor shirk, huwa shirk al-dhahir. That is the apparent type of shirk. And that is al-fadh wa af'al. That is your statements and your actions. The minor shirk. What is the shirk, the minor shirk of your statements? فَالْأَلْفَاظُ كَالْحِلْفْ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ Is to swear, or كَالْحَلْفْ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ يعني أما بالكسر, as far as I remember, is to swear by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, you find, مَنْ حَلَفَ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ كَفَرَ أَوْ أَشْرَكَ Whoever swears by other than the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has committed kufr, disbelief, or committing shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a minor type of shirk. So to use wallahi, to use only the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to swear by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a type of minor shirk. If a person swears by a person's name or something else, as a side point, the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath, swears, because linguistically to swear means to take an oath. وَالشَّمْسِ وَالدُّحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا 11 oaths are mentioned inside Surah Al-Shams. وَالْقَمَرِ وَالطُّورِ وَاللَّيْلِ All of these that have been mentioned inside the Quran. وَالْفَجْرِ وَالْعَصَرِ All of these oaths are allowed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He is the Khaliq. He is the Creator. He has created all of these faculties. He has created all of this creation so he can subhanahu wa ta'ala swear by whatever He wants. لِأَنَّهُ خَالِقُ As for al-insan, makhluq, he can only swear or she can swear by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nothing else. مَنْ حَلَفَ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ كَفْرَ وَأَشْرَكَ Whoever swears by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has committed kufr or committed shirk. وَقَوْلُ Likewise, another statement of being shirk al-asghar is when a person says, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَشِئْتَ Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined and whatever you have destined or whatever you want us to do. This is shirk or the minor shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's a story behind this. If you read this hadith, they stated to a man came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, لَمَّا قَالَ لَهُ رَجُلْ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَشِئْتَ When a man came to him and said, whatever you will and whatever Allah wills. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed and decreed and whatever you will come about. فَقَالَ أَجَعَلْتَنِي لِلَّهِ نِدَّ Have you made me a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قُلْ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ Say, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself wants. And those people who believe that the Prophet Muhammad SAW knows ilmul ghayb, knows the unseen, this is evidence against that. And likewise in Surah Al-A'raf, وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ, if I knew the ghayb, لَسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسَّنِي مِنَ السُّوءِ, no harm would ever come upon me if I knew the unseen, are the words of the Quran. That the Prophet Muhammad does not know al-ghaybul mutlaq, does not know the total unseen. Only certain aspects of the unseen were given to him, as was given to all of the prophets. As for the total unseen is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Going back to the hadith, also we find وَقَوْ لَوْلَ اللَّهُ وَفُلَانَ, if it was only, it is only for Allah and for you, is also shirk. To also make such a statement, it's all whatever Allah and whatever you will, is to commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالصَّوَابْ أَنْ يُقَالْ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ فُلَانَ, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, and then whatever will come about. To always use the word ثُمَّ, and not to say what. Allah wa fulan. ثُمَّ, whatever this individual can do for you, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of this, as we mentioned, likewise you find, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, you cannot do whatever you want to do, إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, except for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed or destined for you. And the reason why the ulama of Tawheed have highlighted these points is to close the doors for you to continuously to mention these affairs till eventually some people may believe that these people can help you, that this individual can help you. And that's how you find that you read the tafsir of Surah An-Nuh, that these five people that have been mentioned inside this tafsir, that initially shaitan only instigated these people, these are salihin, make a maqbara, make a masjid, make a place to remember these people, make a statue to remember them. And then hundreds of years down the line, shaitan once again whispered to them and said, these are the salihin. Your Aba used to worship them. Your father used to worship them. And then these people began to worship them. The strategy of shaitan is not initially to come to insan and say to you, worship human beings. But it's over a period of time to make you forget al-inhiraful bashari, to make mankind go away once again, is his aim and goal. Is a long-term strategy to take people away from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like I define, مَالِي إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنْتْ, it is only Allah and you. Is also incorrect for a person to make such a statement. وَأَمَّا الْأَفْعَالِ, as for the statements of minor shirk, as for the actions. So some of the statements that we mentioned is to take an oath other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To say, it is whatever Allah has done and whatever you have done by the permission of Allah. To make actions, which is shirkul asghar, the action that a person can do, famithli libsul hilqa, to wear a ring, to believe a ring protects you. And some people will believe that this is a blessed ring, or this is something which is noble, which saves me from haram. As for today's day, if you find to wear a bronze or a copper bracelet, that people believe this will protect you from the ayn, from the evil eye, or will protect you from sickness. This is shirkul asghar. This is a minor type of shirk. And if your belief becomes so that you trust and you believe in it, then it falls into shirkul akbar, becomes the major shirk. إِذَا اتَّقَدَ أَنَّ هَذِي الْأَسْبَابِ لِرَفِّ الْبَلَاءُ أَوْ دَفْعِهِ فَهَذَا شِرْكُ أَصْغَرُ. And like what you find, a wearing of amulets, the wearing of ta'weez, the wearing of these amulets that people that they wear, whether on their arms or upon around their necks, to believe that this will protect them. Even though some of the ulama have differed that if it's Quran written inside, they can a person wear this or not. And the most strongest opinion is that the Quran has been revealed to be recited and to be used as a cure. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. This is the month of Ramadan that we sent down the Quran, هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ, as a guidance for mankind. It's one of the strongest evidences that the Quran has been sent to be recited, هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ, and not to be wrapped around people's necks, even if the Quran has been inside there. And like what we find, that what was the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad SAW? To read Al-Mu'awwidhatayn, to read Surah Al-Falaq, to read Surah Al-Nas, and to read Surah Al-Ikhlas, to protect oneself. And in a state of sickness, when he could not do that, what did he do? He said to Aisha radiallahu anha that you read it, and then she would spit it, and then she would wipe her hands over his blessed body. So never in his seerah do you find that talismans are wrapped around his body or around his neck. And so with the strongest opinion is to remain away from these things. And especially in this day and age, we don't know what people write inside these talismans. That you to open them up, you would find clear shirk, the writing of numbers. And all this essence of numbers has been taken from Greek understanding. That alif means one, and ba means 10, and this means that. And that's where you get 786. That Bismillah Rahman Rahim equals 786. And even the people who study this science have concluded that 786, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, is 785 according to the Greek numbering system. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not state 786 on the top of the Quran. And Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Surah Al-Fatiha, whatever 1,000 odd it becomes. You don't get the same sawab, or thawab, you don't get the same reward if you say 1,164. Your alif is a harf, wa lam harf, wa mim harf, wa laka 30 daraja, and for you is 30 rewards. For alif is 10 rewards, for lam is another 10, and for mim is another 10. So in the reading of the Quran is the blessing. And to write it in numbers is not a blessing. As for the evidence that the people write, is to protect the Quran from falling on the floor. It's in numbers and not the actual Quran. That's besides the point. Ghayatul ihtiram lil Quran. Forever Muslims should respect the Quran and not place it on the floor and place it on something on a high place. But if the Quran does drop on the floor, it's never done amdan, never done in a state of purposeness. And likewise, the Prophet wrote the Quran. He told the companions to write the Quran and sent it to the disbelievers, knowing full well that disbelievers would reject the message. He did not write numbers and send it to the leaders. So the same concept is that we should follow, that if these people do mistreat the Quran, the sin falls upon those individuals and those people, and not upon those people who are writing the Quran. And likewise, we find that these actions of wearing of threads and thinking that these things will save us from bad luck or from the eye. That these things, that people may feel good in their intentions, but the end does not justify the means. That many people in this day and age will commit haram, and then when they get to a certain stage will justify what they have done inside their life. And that's how you find some statement of the Arabs. A famous statement of the Arabs, that a woman committed zina, committed adultery to build a masjid. As far as the Sharia is concerned, this is not allowed. How can you commit zina and take the money of zina and then build a masjid? If you read the seerah of the Quraysh, and this day and age, what we want to highlight is some people will be selling of drugs and selling of alcohol and give their wealth to the Muslims to try to justify their business relations with what they are doing. They're doing haram. And even in the Quraysh, you read the seerah that when they reconstructed the Kaaba, these people indulge in all types of muharramat, haram. They said, only bring your pure wealth. Don't bring the wealth of riba. Don't bring the wealth of usury when you reconstruct the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quraysh were kuffar, were disbelievers. But they believed that this is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only use the pure wealth. Don't bring the wealth which has been indulged inside haram. Now, and we find that if these things, أَمَّا إِنْ اتَّقَدَ أَنَّهَا تَدْفَعْ أَوْ تَرْفُ الْبَلَىٰ بِنَفْسِهَا فَهَذَا الشِّرْكْ أَكْبَرْ لِأَنَّهُ تَعَلَّقْ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. And if you believe that these things, that this thing, this actual thing itself, you're not taking it as a wasila, as a form of protection, because you believe, for example, you place the Quran in an amulet, you believe that the Quran is going to cure you. But if you believe that the actual talisman, or the actual ring, or the actual copper bracelet in itself is going to cure you, then this is shirkul akbar. If you believe that the actual thing itself is going to help you or benefit you, then you've committed the major shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for the second type of shirk, the shirkul asghar that we find. So the first type we mentioned, the minor shirk, and we divide it into two forms. One is the type with the statements, and the second is through one's actions. And then the second form of minor shirk is shirk khafi, the minor type, the hidden shirk. And some of the ulama write this is the shirk of ar-riya, of showing off of a person. And some write, well, fil iradat wa niyat, is in your intentions and your purpose. And nobody knows what is inside the heart of an insan except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala ya'lamu. Yani, does he not know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is inside the hearts of individual? And you find that this is karriya, like showing off, wasum'a, and to be heard by mankind. كَأَنْ يَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا مِمَّا يَتَقَرَّبْ بِهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ يُرِيدْ بِهِ ثَنَاءُ النَّاسِ عَلَيْهِ. That you do certain actions, مِمَّا يَتَقَرَّبْ بِهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. You do actions which get you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you do them, يُرِيدُ بِهِ ثَنَاءُ النَّاسِ عَلَيْهِ. And you want people to praise you because of the actions that you are doing. كَأَنْ يُحْسِنْ صَلَاتَهُ أَوْ يَتَصَدَّقْ لِأَجْلِي أَنْ يُمْدَحْ وَيُثْنَى عَلَيْهِ. You read salah that people may show goodness to you and people may respect you. Or yatasaddaq, or you give charity so people may praise you and extol you and make mention of you inside their gathering. Or yatalaffad bi dhikr wa yuhsin sawtahu bi tilawa. Or a person makes dhikr in front of the people so people know that he's making dhikr. Or a person perfects their voice inside tilawa, inside recitation of the Quran, seeking the face of the people. Li ajli an yasma'u an-nas. So people may hear of him. فَيَثْنُوا عَلَيْهِ وَيَمْدَحُوا. And so people may hear of him and people may praise of him. وَالرِّيَا إِذَا خَالَتُ الْعَمَلْ أَبْتَلَهُ. And if showing off enters into your action, it will make your action null and void. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. The end of Surah Al-Kahf. You find that whoever hopes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Then let that individual do righteous good deeds. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. And let him not associate any partners with his Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The end of Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 110. And likewise, the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَخْوَفُ مَا أَخَافَ عَلَيْكُمْ الشِّرْكُ الشِّرْكُ الْأَصْغَرُ. The most greatest thing that I fear upon you, upon my ummah, is the minor shirk. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَا الشِّرْكُ الْأَصْغَرُ. O Messenger of Allah, صلى الله عليه وسلم, what is the minor shirk? قَالَ الرِّيَا. The minor shirk is showing off. In other narrations you find that showing off is like the black ant on a black rock on a moonless night. That it creeps up on the individual and makes the actions null and void. وَمِنْهُ الْعَمَلُ لِأَجْلِ الطَّمْعِ الدُّنْيَوِي. And sometimes you do actions only to seek the world, to seek the pleasure of the world. كَمَنْ يَحُجْ أَوْ يُؤَذِّنْ أَوْ يَمُّ النَّاسِ لِأَجْلِ الْمَالِ. A person who performs hajj only for wealth, or does the adhan only for the money, or becomes the imam only for the ratib, only for the salary that is given to that imam. And that's how you find if you read the seerah of many of the classical ulama, that when they became people who had enough wealth, they would never ever take money from the people for being the imam or being the muadhin. If there are people who needed that wealth, they would take that which is justified to raise their family and to look after themselves. But once they reach the level of wealth and their own property, they would never ever take money from mankind. Rather, there would be people who would be given to the giving to their people or giving to their own tulab and giving to their students to benefit them. And that's how we find, أَوَ يَتَعَلَّمَ الْعِلْمَ الشَّرْعِ أَوْ يُجَاهِدْ لِأَجْلِ الْمَالِ. To study Islamic sciences for the sake of the pleasure of the people, or to make jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or لِأَجْلِ الْمَالِ, for the sake of money. And that's why we find that money has become a god for many people. Because once again, people think that shirk is only, as we mentioned at the beginning, the worshipping of graves, the worship of the salihin, to offer the vows. Money has also become a god for many people. And the evidence of this is the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ta'isa abdu dinar. Wretched and be destroyed the worshipper of the dinar. Wa ta'isa abdu dirham. Destroyed or wretched be the one who worships the dirham. Dinar and dirham are the pound and the dollar of that time. The gold and the silver coins. Wa ta'isa abdul khamisa. And wretched is the one, abdul khamisa, the one who worships clothes. How many people that clothing, the wearing of labels, of certain merchandise, has become a worship for them? That they have to dress in a certain manner. They have to wear certain labels. Ta'isa abdul khamisa. Not just for the men, for the women as well. That if they don't gain that, it becomes that they've lost everything. And the marketplace is the worst place for the believer to be in. That is where the shaitan places his flag. And the most beloved places to Ar-Rahman is none other than the masajid. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Indeed, the masajid only belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so call out to him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَعِسَ عَبْدُ الْخَمِيلَ إِنْ أُعْطِيَ رَضِيَ وَإِنْ لَمْ يُعْطَى سَخِطَى. And likewise, cursed be the one, Abdul Khamila. And here, God and him could be meaning of property or that they own. Khamila, if he is given, and he is happy, وَإِنْ لَمْ يُعْطَى سَخِطَى. And if he is not given, he is in a state of being unhappy. Ibn al-Qayyim, he mentions that indeed, shirk al-asghar, or the minor shirk of one's intentions and one purpose, فَذَلِكَ الْبَحْرِ الَّذِي لَا سَاحِلْ لَهُ وَقَلَّ مَنْ يَنْجُو مِنْهُ. It is an ocean where there is no ending. There is no barrier. There is no beach to this ocean that it stops. And whoever falls inside this, وَقَلَّ مَنْ يَنْجُو مِنْهُ. And only a few people are rescued from the shirk of committing, of showing off, of one's intention. That somehow it will always fall into a person's heart. وَقَلَّ أَوْلِي قَلِيلٌ. Only a few people are able to rescue themselves from this. وَإِنْ كَانَ عَالِمًا أَوْ مُتَعَلِّمًا أَوْ طَالِبًا. Whether that person is a student, or one who is learning, or even a sheikh himself. And that's why you find that the three that will come on the Day of Judgment will be those three most nubala, the most three prestigious people in our society. The person who is the alim, the person who is the qari, the person who is the jawad, the generous one, and the person who is the mujahid. That those are the three people that all of us should aspire to be in. But because qasdun niyyah, that the intention, fasadun niyyah, the intention was something else, to be said, annaka alim, or annaka sheikh, or annaka qari. That you are a reciter, you are a sheikh, you are a scholar. Fa annaka jawad, you are a generous person, or ka annaka, you are kareem, or annaka in shuja'a, or you are brave and victorious. That person that was said about you, and that person will be dragged on their face and thrown into the hellfire. And whoever seeks these means will forever, never ever be successful. Because indeed, al-ikhlas, that in everything that you do, and yukhallis lillah fi af'alihi wa aqwalihi wa iradatihi wa niyatihi, that you dedicate yourself in everything that you do. You become khullas, pure. And some people highlight, ikhlas is from purifying the honey, from the honeycomb, that you take out only the pure honey, and the rest of it is all left. And that is what ikhlas is. That everything that you do is sincerely dedicated towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever seeks another form of life other than al-Islam, it will never ever be accepted from that individual. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And that individual in the Akhirah, in the hereafter, will be amongst the losers. Surah Ali Imran, the third chapter of the Quran, verse number 85. And we find that the millah of Ibrahim. And whoever doesn't follow that millah, because the millah of Ibrahim is also the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that all of the good things that have been laid down inside the religion of Ibrahim have been laid down in the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibn Mas'ud, he mentioned that a good intention does not make a bad action good. So if you have a good intention, it doesn't make a bad intention good, as we mentioned previously as well. So how many people they highlight have a good intention and they carry out a bad action? And that's why many of the ulama that they write, if you read through their works, that there are two conditions to every single action to be accepted. One is al-ikhlas, one is sincerity, dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the second is to be in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why we find
الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور.
He is the one who created life and death to see أيكم أحسن عملا. Who amongst you is best in action. ما قال سبحانه وتعالى أكثر عملا. Who does the most action. أحسن عملا. وإمام البغوي in his tafsir, Tafsir al-Baghawi highlights What does it mean, أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا? What does it mean to be the best of actions, or good actions? And he narrates a narration from Fudayl ibn Iyad. قَالَ أَصْوَبُهُ أَخْلَصَهُ وَأَصْوَبَهُ. What is pure and what is correct. أَخْلَصَهُ أَنْ يَكُونَ لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. To be any correct or to be pure is to be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَصْوَبَهُ. And to be pure, أَنْ تَكُونَ عَلَى شَرِيعَةِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, is to be upon the sharia, the law given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the criteria throughout our life. It's not just to have sincere intentions, but to make sure that action is according to the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in conclusion, or in summary, we find that the person, the shirk akbar, takes you out of Islam. Shirk akbar takes you out of the fold of Islam. Shirkul asghar, the minor shirk, does not make you a disbeliever. Whoever commits shirk akbar will enter into hell forever. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ. Whoever commits shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that individual will enter into hell forever. As for the person who commits shirk asghar, will enter hell for a short time and then come out of the hellfire. The third thing, that the person who commits shirk akbar, all of their actions will become null and void. No matter what are the khairat that they do in their life. People talk about Mother Teresa, that she was a good woman and she done this, and the Pope done this, and the Pope done that, and other people done that. All of their actions are null and void. Whoever commits shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their actions are null and void. Here the concept of humanity and khair, as we mentioned, the most grievous sin is to commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we put all of that aside, whatever khairat you do of humanity in helping people, you have denied the Creator. And da'u lirrahmani walada, you attribute a son to Ar-Rahman. And the heavens and the earth are about to rip asunder because of this sin that these people commit. And this is our message to these people. That's why the message of Tawheed goes out to these people. That even if you know Surah Al-Ikhlas, you should go out and preach to these people. Because these people, even to this day, they cannot explain what is the Trinity. They cannot explain their own belief. As for Deenul Islam, it is Deenul Qist, a deen of justice and Deenul Adl. Clear perception and clear belief and clear understanding. As for a person who commits minor shirk, then only that action becomes null and void. All of the rest of khairat that you do, of reading of Quran, of a salah, or anything else that you do of siyam, it remains intact. Only that specific action becomes null and void. Some ulama do go into a discussion whether it does become null and void. But the most clearest statement is that only that specific action becomes null and void in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fourthly, we find that the person who commits shirk, the major shirk, then is allowed to take their blood and their property. As for the person who commits minor shirk, nothing of that individual can be taken away from them by the sultan, by the person in a state of authority and position. That in conclusion was a shirk, ta'rifuhu wa anwa'uhu, the definition of shirk and its various forms. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a clearer perception of this evil sin and make us to stay away from this evil sin and to aid people by the permission of Allah to preach to them what is shirk and to take them away from this evil shirk, to rescue them from the fire by the permission of Allah and to enter into Al-Firdaus. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us amongst those people who go directly into paradise biduni hisab. Anything correct I have said has been from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything incorrect has been from my own lack of understanding and from the whisperings of shaitan. Wa jazakumullah khair. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.